The Wisconsin Supreme Court will soon hear opening arguments in a redistricting case that could have major implications for voting in Wisconsin. Joining us to discuss is Rich Kramer, who's been covering this here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex.
Can you start by explaining what is redistricting and what's really at stake in this case?
Redistricting is a term that a lot of people have heard about, but maybe they don't know the nuts and bolts of it. Essentially, we're talking about the shape and size of districts for state assembly, state senate, etc. The maps that we have right now, the lines were drawn by Republicans. And even though Wisconsin is known as a 50-50 state, there's a two-thirds Republican majority in the state legislature. So the lines go a long way in determining who gets elected.
So what exactly does this lawsuit hope to accomplish then? Are they hoping to kind of just get rid of the districts that we know entirely?
Yes. Yeah. Democrats filing the lawsuit, these are individual Democratic voters. They want the court to declare that the Republican maps are unconstitutional, and they want to have the court order new elections for all 132 state lawmakers under new maps by next fall. Typically, there's 99 assembly seats and half of the state Senate seats up for election every 2 years. But because senators serve 4-year terms, that would mean special elections for a lot of individuals, and then the regular cycle would get started again in 2026.
There has to be a pretty solid argument if they're going to take this drastic step. What exactly is the argument being made that the current maps are unconstitutional?
Well, the lawsuit is asking the Supreme Court to decide whether or not the Republican maps violate two things in the state constitution. One has to do with contiguity. That's a complicated term for an idea that a voting district should all be within the same boundaries. Right now, 55 of Wisconsin's 99 state assembly districts and 21 of the 33 state senate districts have non-contiguous, what they call islands, essentially chunks of that district that are outside of the borders of the rest of it. The other question is whether or not the GOP maps violate the Constitution's separation of powers clause. The petitioners are saying that because the Supreme Court chose maps drawn by the Republican-controlled legislature that were vetoed by Governor Evers but never overridden by lawmakers, the court essentially usurped the legislative process.
So there's a couple of different arguments that are being made here. Are there a couple of different possible outcomes, or is it basically just keep them as they are, or get rid of all the maps and order new elections entirely?
All of the above. I mean, who knows what will end up happening, but when the court's liberal majority accepted the redistricting lawsuit, it asked all the parties in the case to kind of guide them. They asked, what should the court use in terms of guidelines when imposing a remedy for these alleged constitutional violations? As I said before, petitioners want it all. They want new maps. They want new elections. And the Republicans, state senators that are part of the lawsuit, and the legislature as a whole that is part of the lawsuit, they want the whole case dismissed, so they don't want any change. In past redistricting cases in Wisconsin and around the nation, courts have made some small adjustments sometimes as it relates to, say, the Federal Voting Rights Act, or courts can also make big changes.
And that's still something that is a pretty likely outcome, right, with liberals now controlling the majority of the Supreme Court. So if they do rule in favor of new maps and, say, toss these out, where does that leave us? Could this go to the U.S. Supreme Court, or will this be the final say?
That is very hard to say. Assembly Speaker Voss has already said that the U.S. Supreme Court will have the last word on this, on the redistricting lawsuit. The U.S. Supreme Court does get involved in these things sometimes. In 2021, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the Wisconsin Supreme Court's initial decision in a state redistricting case that generated the maps we have right now. But arguments in this case are different than last time, and some legal experts that I've talked to have said that whether the Supreme Court will get involved or try to change anything at the state level is far from certain.
A lot of eyes around the country are watching how a pivotal state like Wisconsin could have their maps changed right before the 2024 election. Rich Kramer here at Wisconsin Public Radio joining us to discuss. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
And you can learn more about Wisconsin's fight over redistricting on our podcast, WPR Reports Mapped Out.